Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. With our lowest price guarantee and our 100-night trial, your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. twobrothersmattress.com.
Hey there, and welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers here with Ethan Millard, bringing you all things from the Wasatch Front. Today, we are going to bring you an episode full of fun activities and festivals going on in Salt Lake City coming up right this weekend and next week.
It's going to be great.
So we've got, which one do you want to do first?
Well, why don't we do Craft Lake City? That's kind of the big dog, right?
Big dog. Craft Lake City DIY Festival, which is in its ninth annual year. And we actually had the lady that created Craft Lake City in here about
last year. Yeah, we did.
Right when this podcast started up. So we got to meet her, and she told us, you know, how it's grown and everything that's been working for them. And now it's in its ninth year, and they're expecting over 20,000 attendees.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, the Craft Lake City billboard caught the attention of my son.
Really?
12-year-old son. He said, Dad, what's Craft Lake City?
Craft Lake City.
He said, what's the Craft Lake City DIY Festival? He said the whole title.
So
and
we'll
I
tell
said,
ya.
Well, I said, well, it's a festival for people who create things and make things.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I make things.
What does he make?
He makes things out of clay.
Oh.
So he makes, because he likes to play video games, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll make the characters from the video games out of clay.
That's kind of cool.
It is cool. And I thought to myself, you know what? Good for you, man. You do make things.
Yeah.
You do belong here. You belong here at the Craft Lake City.
And even if you don't make something to sell at the Craft Lake City, people that like to use their hands or respect people that use their hands and make things, go there and shop around. And it's more than just shopping all these local vendors. There's going to be live music, food trucks, and tons of other events, especially kid-centric events.
Yeah.
They want to get kids out there and seeing, you know, like your son, to see what people can do with, you know, with their own two hands and their mind.
I love it.
So there's going to be over 250 local artisans, everything from jewelry makers and, you know, skincare lines to real artwork, you know.
Yeah.
You know, oil on canvas or, you know, various things, engineers, metal workers. It's really going to blow your mind when you go and see these things and think about how hard these people work.
I'm looking forward to it.
There's also going to be DIY engineers, so probably robots or any other type of sculptures. That's going to be really interesting to see.
That's cool.
Vintage vendors, so people that curate vintage clothing or vintage housewares.
That's up your alley.
That's up my alley.
Yeah, that's your thing.
I know all the vintage vendors that will be there. you should definitely check them out.
I'll go say, hey, I know Taylor Powers. Can I get a discount?
And then something you don't think about, craft food creators.
Not vintage food?
No.
You're going to bring really old
don't
food?
Don't bring vintage food. It's still in my mind. But you don't think of, you know, food as being created, but those people have to come up with the recipes and the menu and be creative enough to stand out. So,
well, and anyone who's spent 20 minutes watching Food Network knows that there is actually a lot of creativity.
Yeah,
that can
it goes
go
into
food.
It.
Yeah. Not everyone cooks the way I do, which is open box, insert in microwave. So,
yeah.
I think that's going to be good.
Yeah. And then there's two stages for music and dance performances. And then there's also going to be food trucks. And then something new they're going to have this year is Kid Row. which is
nice.
Only going to be on Saturday from 12 p.m. to 4. I guess I should mention it's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, or Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
11th, 12th, 13th.
Mm-hmm, of August. So Kid Row is going to be a new exhibition space for makers ages 14 and under to go and actually, you know, have classes or experience, you know, different seminars and get their hands dirty.
Cool.
So if you're interested in that, do, you know, definitely do that. And then there's also going to be Google Fiber STEM building, STEM. It's the, you know, the, what is it? Science, technology.
Engineering, math.
Engineering, STEM. Math. Yeah, yeah, STEM. So there's going to be a Google Fiber STEM building with tons of workshops and demonstrations. So it's really kind of an event for everyone, kids and families, individuals, a date, you know, it really includes everyone. It's going to be at the Gallivan Center this weekend. You don't want to miss it.
Okay. All right. That sounds awesome. I'll be there. You take my kids. I'm really trying to inspire my baby girl.
Yeah, yeah, you should.
Do a lot of stuff.
Oh, also, tickets are only $5 for a single day, and the whole 3-day is $10. So not bad.
Piece of cake. Mm-hmm. All right, and take tracks.
Take tracks.
Or there's lots of parking at Gallivan Center.
Lots. Or bike.
Or ride your bike. All right, when we come back, we've got another event for you. If you want a dog event, you want an event just with dogs, just for dogs, we've got that when we come back. So, Salt Lake City, in case you haven't noticed, has become a real dog place.
Mm-hmm.
It's something the city really actively thinks about and is concerned with.
Well, probably because they got so much flack for not allowing dogs in the canyons.
Right? Well, and you know, you have all these people, so many people have dogs. There's a huge dog culture here.
Yeah, yeah, there is.
And so there's just this constant debate over which parks are dog parks, which parks are not dog parks.
Yep.
Which parts of the dog parks are off leash or on leash. You know, I mean, it's just this constant kind of conversation that is going on. But if you want something that's a little less political, a little more organized, Yappy Hour.
Yappy hour.
Right? Isn't that cool? It's next week. It's August 14th, which is Monday. And it's taking place at Pioneer Park. They're just occupying a little corner of Pioneer Park.
Monday.
Is it Monday, August 14th?
No.
What day is August 14th?
I think it's Tuesday.
Oh, well, whatever day August 14th is.
Yeah.
As we briefly debate the calendar here.
It's definitely not Monday because I have a flight on Monday.
And it's not that day.
It's not the 14th, but I don't remember what day it is.
No, it's the 14th.
What?
Monday is August 14th.
It is?
Yeah, that's what my phone says.
Oh, shoot.
Yep. Oh.
I'm going to double check my
points. Someone's going to have a more interesting weekend than they anticipated.
Maybe.
So Monday the 14th, it takes place from 6 to 9 p.m. And it's at Pioneer Park. They just occupy a little corner of the park. It's organized by Salt Lake City and Gallivan Center Events, which is cool. The Gallivan Center Events has been kind of doing events in other parts of the
spreading its limbs.
It's very cool. They'll have an off-leash area for your dog, so little confined off-leash areas. They can run around and have fun. They also have live music from Tony Holiday and the Velvet Tones. They're going to have food and beverages available for purchase on site. Marquesas Corn Dogs, the La Salsita Grill, and the Daily Rise Express.
They're also going to be having snow cones for both people and dogs.
Nice. What do you put in a dog snow cone?
I don't know.
Blood.
Oh, gross.
That's what they do for like the tigers and stuff up at the zoo. They make blood popsicle.
What?
Yeah, they take like blood, animal blood, of course. There's no other kind of blood, but it's not like the Red Cross brings a blood, but geez. Like, you know, like blood, pig blood.
Mm-hmm.
And they make them into popsicles. They freeze them into big chunks. They throw them into the enclosure to help the lions cool down. They lick them. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably more going to be like infused with lamb flavor, chicken flavor.
I'm sure it's probably blood.
Okay.
I'm sure they're going to give your dog a blood.
Blood cone.
A blood cone, yeah.
Oh, gross.
So then you take them home and they're just licking their lips thinking, boy, where can I get more of that blood? That's what you want. A dog with a taste of blood. That's what you want.
So this event is totally free.
Totally free. Rescue Rovers dog adoptions will also be on site with dogs too that are adoptable.
So even if you don't have a dog, you can go here and adopt one.
Adopt one.
Or just be around dogs like me. My apartment doesn't allow them, but I just want to be around them. So I'll be there.
Okay. Awesome. That's what you should do.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go. Tell all your friends that have dogs that there's this event and you're going and you're taking their dog with them.
And when you're there, let Taylor play with your dog for a while. That's what you need. So that's Monday, August 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Pioneer Park.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the only one. There's going to be another one September 13th later on in the summer in case you missed this one.
Cool.
And that one's going to be at Liberty Park. So check online and see the details because you don't want to miss these events.
It's called Yappy Hour. If you Google Yappy Hour, it pops right up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And get out there and enjoy your very, very active and festival-filled Utah.